Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We were in this chapter with regard to the various types of business transactions which were taking place. That is, that a person who is in the town must not be an agent for a person who is out of town, like on a farm, and sell his goods for him. Also, that when people are bringing their goods to town to sell, we should not go out of town and meet that people and buy the goods off from them. The reasons were given also, which will come again. And also, that when two people have concluded a transaction, and Islamically, even if it is verbal, if it is not written down, then we should not interfere in that, like go now and offer a higher price. Or the buyer gets somebody who's offering him a higher price, and then he sells it to that person. Once the transaction has been concluded, the two parties have agreed, then that sale is over. Also, if somebody has proposed for marriage to a girl, then until they haven't replied, or these people haven't withdrawn their proposal, then we should not go and interfere in between and propose. Unless they permit us to do so, or their proposal has been withdrawn. With regard to that various hadith, we read the one hadith last week. Further, وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تتلقوا السلعة حتى يخبت بها إلى الأسواق. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not go out to meet the goods before they reach the markets. And a good example that was given was that, for example, nowadays is Qurbani days. If a farmer is coming with his animals to sell them, for example, yet to Azadwal, and we go and meet him before he reaches Azadwal, and he doesn't know what the going prices are yet, and then we offer him, we buy your whole truckload off at a certain price, which is much less than what the market value is. And then we come here and we sell it at the market value, so we will be making an exorbitant profit. This is not permitted. In short, all the principles are all shrewdness in business, which is today regarded as an art of business, how to be shrewd and make more money. But in Islam, two main principles are upheld. One is the public, the general public must get it at the best price. So that is what we must consider. The other business practices must be such that the merchants between them, the business people, they must not begin to hate one another, fight one another. There mustn't be any animosity between them. They also must be happy between them. In those type of business sales, there is lot of profit, lot of barakat. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تتلقوا الركبان. Do not go out and meet the caravans or the people who are bringing their goods to sell. Don't meet them out of town. Let them come in town. They know what the market is like. And according to that, then conclude your sales. ولا بيع حاضر لبعض. And a person who is in the town should not be an agent for those who are out of town. قال له طاووس ما لا يبيع حاضر لباد. Then طاووس, one senior faqih, he said that, what? Should not a person who is in town, should he not sell on behalf of a person who is in the on the farms? He asked this question. قال لا يكون له سمسارا. He said he should not be an agent for that person. Because in that case also, especially if it is basic commodities, and he gets the goods and then he waits for the market, the prices must go up. And then he sells it at that time. So, and also there will be arguments between them. I sold it to you at this price, you and then sell it at so much higher price at that time. And there will be arguments between them. For the public, when this commodity was available in the market, at that time he was not selling it because the market value was lower. Now when that commodity is not so easily available, he sells at a higher price. So then the public also is suffering. Amongst them also are arguments. Like, for example, in business transactions, all these different boards that were, like the citrus board, etc. They also used to buy off from the farmers at a cheap price, and then they sell it at a higher price, and so much so, in fact, if the market value price is not so good, they used to dump those goods in the sea, those fruit, vegetables, etc., just to keep the price in the market. Those, that is totally against Islamic principles. Those are not our ways of practicing and doing business. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبيع حاضر لبال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade the poor people who are in town to sell on behalf of those people who are on their farms. وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا, and do not put up the price. Like, for example, in an auction, the person who is auctioning something, he appoints two or three people or even just one person, that whoever bids, you must bid higher. But his intention is not to buy. His intention is to raise the price. So whenever somebody offers at a certain amount, he gives a higher amount. And then the other people think that this thing is really so valuable. And people start bidding higher and higher. And that is also not permissible. If you are not intending to buy, don't bid and don't put up the price. And don't become an agent for the seller and to get a higher price and you get a cut from there. These are all totally wrong Islamic principles. وَلَا يَبِيعُ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى بَيْعِ أَخِيهِ, and a person should not sell on behalf of his brother. They are on the sale of his brother. That is both ways. For example, a buyer has made a sale with the seller. And this is also just verbal. In Islam, the verbal is enough, though it's not written down. And they have agreed on the sale. Now somebody comes and offers the buyer a higher price. That is not correct. Once that sale has been concluded, it's concluded. The same way the buyer has sold, the person has bought it, that sale is concluded. He gets it cheaper at another place, or better quality at another place. And then he doesn't tell this buyer anything, he doesn't cancel the sale, and he goes and buys somewhere else. So that is not correct either. When it is on paper, and in our time today, then we will take the person to court for that. That the sale has been concluded and now he is not buying, he's not paying whatever it is. So unless, of course, they agree between them to cancel the sale. But otherwise, once the sale is concluded, a person should not go and interfere in that sale. وَلَا يَخْتُبُ عَلَىٰ خِطْبَةِ أَخِيهِ, and a person should not propose on the proposal of his brother. That is, somebody has proposed for a certain woman to get married to, and before they give the answer, these people also go and propose. That is not correct. Or until these people have withdrawn, or those people have refused that person's proposal, now you can go and propose. وَلَا تَسْأَلُ الْمَرْأَةُ تَلَاقَ أُخْتِهَا لِتَكْفَأَ مَا فِي إِنَائِهَا, and no woman must make a man to give divorce to his wife so that she can go and marry that man. That is also not permissible. For example, she fills the ears of the husband that your wife is like this, she's like this, she does this, etc. And then he divorces her and then she goes and marry him. Unfortunately, many homes today are broken up like that. Lot of people interfere in marriages and they go into all types of things they do, and when the divorce takes place, then you find that person getting married to somebody else. These all practices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has prohibited us from. We should be on our guard and we should try our best to educate ourselves with Islamic principles. Any law of the government comes out, we make sure we discuss it, we inform people that now you can't do business like this, this is no more permitted, etc. All new things like expired goods. Before there was anything like expired goods. Now we warn people, don't sell expired goods, etc. All these things, like that, Islamically also we should be informed. If we know we get on the wrong side of the law, we know we can have serious consequences. And if we are on the wrong side with Islamic law, in the Akhirah, the consequences could be very serious for us. And even in this world, when Allah removes the barakat, then the person makes lot of effort, but he finds he's still in a loss all the time. He mentally also is disturbed all the time, and his profit margins, though he sees there are goods, they turn over, but he doesn't see money. Allah takes out the barakat. May Allah guide us all in our various respectives to learn Islamic law and practice Islamic law.